Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and this episode is for filmmakers out there on a perspective of how to approach the film festival circuit. Now, before I fully get into it, though, I would like to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already. That way you get all the various lessons and episodes that I put out right when I put them out. Thank you if you just did, and thank you if you already were. It truly does mean a lot to me, as I hope it does to you. So, let's get into this. This came about because I was speaking with a filmmaker friend of mine who is submitting to film festivals, and he was asking me a series of questions. And though it's something that's been on my mind, until really pressed, I didn't articulate it. And then when finally he heard that, he was like, that makes so much sense. So I thought I'd share. And, you know, of course, the questions that he was asking were ones that as filmmakers, especially, you know, first-time filmmakers, up-and-coming filmmakers, whatever it may be, kind of ask themselves, you know, which festivals should I be submitting to? Which ones are worth it? Is the film festival circuit even worth it or not, you know? Because it'd be strenuous, right? There's a lot of politicking involved. Like, let's face it, especially, like, the big ones. You know, the way I almost laugh when I would see, like, the Indie Spirit Awards because, you know, the best actors being nominated there, you know, if I showed a list of the names, it's like, it would really be no different than like the Oscars, right? So it's kind of funny in that way of what we define as indie films. And, you know, obviously this episode is dedicated to indie filmmakers out there who are trying to get their name out there. And so it could be difficult if you don't have that name recognition in terms of actors or a director or so forth, right? And then the budget and so forth. So, you know, how do you kind of get yourself out there? Well, of course, and the thought process, right, is, okay, well, I'm going to put my best foot forward. And, you know, hopefully based on the merit of the project, I'll get into the big film festivals. And, you know, historically, Sundance, Slamdance, perhaps, you know, Tribeca, Venice, Cannes, things of that nature, right? And, you know, you can kind of, I mean, there's more out there that you can kind of think of, but generally, like, those are the ones that we think of, right, in this space. And, of course, those are every filmmaker's dream, you know? I've made it no secret, like, it would be a dream of mine to have a film in the Cannes Film Festival. It would be amazing, right? I mean, if nothing else, I just want to go down to the south of France and have an excuse to go down there. And of course, if I could showcase my movie, that would be fantastic. But I was talking, you know, the goal, as I said to him, like, really just take it back a notch and just go after festivals you know you can get into in some sense. And the reason I said this was because for me, the goal is just to get it in front of audiences and to get face time, right? With my first movie, Love Market, it did the festival circuit and it won a bunch of festivals. But really, as nice as that was, I was kind of robbed of that actual film festival experience of seeing audiences watch it and making that connection. And I said to him, you know, really, what your goal should be is just to have people see this movie and for you to get FaceTime with them, you know, and afterwards Q&A and so forth and really interact with them so that way you can build up a fan base of people that liked it and therefore hopefully would like your future projects, right? That you can go beyond just friends and family to raise funds through an Indiegogo or whatever other type of crowdfund to make your movie. And you would be speaking directly to, you know, your fans. So I said, like, let that be your driving force, you know? And I said, it doesn't matter if it's an audience of 20 or an audience of 500. Like, just get it in front of as many audiences as you can in that way. Because at that point, like, it's, you know, the movie's pretty much done. And so now it becomes about that side of it, right? And really, the goal is not just eyes and ears, right? It's really about that connectivity. And that, to me, is the value of the film festival circuit. You know, because, listen, it's easy to distribute a movie. You can self-distribute, right? I've always been an advocate of this. Like, once you have a feature film, it's as long as it's not like absolute dog shit, you can get it out there through a distributor as well, right? But really, what you want is the ability to go to have that fan base so you can build upon that and make more movies and have them go see it and, you know, create a snowball effect, right? That's the whole point of this, is to, you know, you get a small fan base and then you grow that fan base and so forth and yada, yada, yada. So instead of just thinking like, hey, let me, you know, get into the lofty film festivals because I can get the name brand recognition. You know, listen, as I said, you can get talent, representation, you can get distribution if that's your goal, even without that, right? You can, as long as you have that film, and I'm talking about feature films, you can make that happen for yourself, right? It is possible, and that's a separate episode in and of itself, but really, you know, I encourage you, and I encouraged him, and it made so much, as I said, it made so much sense to him, of just get that FaceTime. You know, get people talking about it, word of mouth. I mean, you know, here's the interesting part. To me, it's analogous to the early days of podcasting. That's how podcasts really grew, was through word of mouth. And still a lot of things today, that's how they become bigger, is through word of mouth. And so you want fans that will rave about you. And so, you know, he's a filmmaker from Ohio. I said, like, apply to every Ohio film festival that you can. And, you know, that'll be your in, and just make, get that FaceTime, you know, and build upon that. So in short, that's really what it's all about to me. And especially, as I said, this is meant for first time filmmakers, people who are starting off and things like that. And I want you to shift that perspective, as opposed to being results oriented of like, I got to get into the best, biggest film festivals. And that's, you know, and if I don't, then I'm a failure. No, no, no. Get it out there in front of audiences. That's what you want. And, you know, yes, we still live in COVID time, so it's a little weird. As I said, you know, I was completely robbed of my experience with my first feature film because I won many festivals, but never got that FaceTime. And to me, that should be the driving force for a filmmaker, getting a movie out there through the festival circuit. When you do that, that will be a victory. You know, you will see people actually enjoy your film, and that's something magical. You know, it's that moment, you know, all the work that goes into it is for. So make that your North Star in that sense, and yeah, it will bring you just so much joy, and you will have ultimately, I think, better results. So that's what I have for you today. As always, feel free to ask questions or thoughts of your own down in the comment section, or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. Would love to discuss this notion further with you. Likewise, if you want to interact more directly, that's what my Patreon page is for, patreon.com/Phil Svitek. And also, if you want to support the various things that I've alluded to, meaning my art, you can check that out. All the links are provided down below. You know, I've got a movie, I've got books, I've got merchandise. So all that stuff does help support me and continue doing this show in the way that I do. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope to see you next time.